We are up to Davov Amud Beis, the very last line, and it is today Ches Adar Beis. Oh, good. Amar Rava says Rava. Very interesting halachas. Rava says, if a woman says to a man, Rava says, if a woman says to a man, 10 manah l'plaini, give $100. If he says to Reuven, if you give $100 to Shimon, and you listen to me, that kaddish anilach, I'm prepared to get married to you. And then he turns around and he says to her, as he's giving the money to Shimon, he turns around to the woman and says, Hare at mekudeshes li, with this money that I'm giving to another person altogether, even though she's not getting it at all. Mekudeshes, she's mekudesh because she's committing herself to this marriage. She didn't receive anything.
Doesn't she have to have
She didn't receive anything. It was more than putter, but she got nothing. You know why he's mekudeshes? Medin odiv. This is the whole concept of an odiv, a guarantor. The guarantor didn't receive the loan, and yet he commits himself because the hano that you listened to this person and you gave the loan on account of his being there, that already commits him. Same thing to her. The fact that you gave the money because she asked you to give the money, she received right now something, that hano, and therefore she's committing herself on that. Medin odiv, nothing to do with the previous gemara we learned about mekadesh b'milga. Because here you're actually giving money right now, but to somebody else. That's din number one. Just din number two. Din number two. It's like, what's that? Din number one. Ore, when it comes to guarantor, lav isn't the case. Afagav, the loy, moti hanoli yode. The guarantor himself didn't receive the loan, didn't have any benefit direct. Yet, kamishab and nafsha, he commits himself and he's tied in. Hayit tsunami, this woman. Afagav, the moti hanoli yode. She didn't receive the money, someone else did. Kamishab, the mekanya nafsha, because you're doing it on account of her request, she's mishabed herself. That is din number one. Din number two.
But there must have been a discussion that there would be some kiddushin beforehand.
He tells her, "B'shas ma'isa, hadam
kiddushes li." No, but she has to be masking to become a kiddushin.
He says it right before he gives them. Even they didn't. No, they never spoke about kiddushin in life. Never. First of all, she said, Gemara said, "I'm not." The Gemara said, 10 manah l'plaini v'kaddish anilach." She said that. So she's telling, do this and I'll get married to you. Then as he's giving it to the person, he says to her, "Hadam kiddushes li." Yeah. Din number two. But the chiddush here is, even though she didn't receive the money directly, it's good enough. Din number two. Heilich, heilich mana. What happens, a shliach comes along and says to the woman, here is $100, my own pocket, but you're not mekudish to me, you're mekudish to Shimon. I'm Reuven, but you're mekudish to Shimon. Who gave her the money? So here she received the money, but it didn't come from the chassan, it came from somebody else. And that somebody else wasn't makning the money to the chassan, so the chassan did not give her any money. But she did receive. In the first case, the money was given by the chassan, but she didn't receive. In this case, she received, but it was not given by the chassan. This also works. How do you know? Hey, lech mana. The guy says to her, here's $100, vizkachi leplaini yimekudesh to another guy, mekudeshes, why? Medin ever kanani. That's a din of ever kanani. By never kanani, to redeem himself, to buy himself back, so the seller is the owner of the ever kanani, someone else can go in, give the money to the balabas, and the ever kanani, the one is free. So the ever kanani didn't give any money, but the balabas received, and that's good enough. And the Evakanani is free.
Can't we say Zochin Lodi is where you're
from? But he didn't do that. Zochin Lodi means I'm giving the money to them, but he can't. Because Komash Kone Evakaran Habay. You can't.
No, Reuven comes and says to her, this and you'll be Makudish to the other, to Shimon.
If Reuven would have said, this money that I'm giving you is Shimon's money, because Zochin Lodi is fond of your 100% right. He did not say, this is my money.
My money, and I want you
so
to.
So, how is Shimon Makudish? Shimon is supposed to give a. Ki yikach ish isha. Oh, yes, Shimon didn't take anything, didn't do anything. But Isha was given.
If you're going to learn from here from the din of Ever Kanani, no. This is talking about Hitzor, this is talking about getting out of a relationship.
It doesn't matter. The point is a Kenyan. It is a Kenyan. The Makna. Who's the Makna in a marriage? Who's the Makna? And who's the Kainah? The woman is the Makna. She's selling herself and the husband is buying. Here also, the owner of the Eved is a Makna and the Eved is the one who's buying. And yet he didn't give a cent. Someone else did. And he's the one who's free. He bought himself.
If you have a situation where a woman wants to borrow from somebody,
no.
And he says to her, well, give me a guarantor. He says to woman, you give me an olive.
No.
And she says, yeah, my fiance will be an olive. So she's got the loan and she's got the hanoi.
On the smach of her.
In fact, there's an olive, so she'll be able to be kaddish with that hanoi also.
So the fiance has to be standing there. And the fiance says, you're mekudish to me. You're mekudish to me.
Because I've agreed to be your guarantor, otherwise you wouldn't have got the loan.
So maybe the verge is like I said before, it would have cost you money to get a guarantor, and I just saved you that dollar. That dollar is what I'm coming to you with. So the hano of that dollar.
And if you stand as a guarantor for somebody, there's not hano there.
Yeah, but you don't need a proto. For this, you need a proto, right? So, as we said before, you would have had to pay somebody to convince them to be a guarantor, and I'm saving you that money, and the hanah that I save you that money, that's what I'm
going to do. What Moshe's asking is, isn't the etzem fact that she received a loan, isn't that itself
the hanah? As a result of her being the guarantor, so that hanah of her getting the loan.
Otherwise, she doesn't have any money. Now she has a loan.
Well, she's got somebody, from somebody
she's got
else.
Money, and she has to give the money back eventually.
But I guess it's
but Zavala, she need the money, so now she's got it secured.
But getting a loan, she has to get something. What does she get?
She's getting the loan.
Then he has to
the use of that money now.
The loan if the fiance wouldn't have guaranteed.
But then he has to say that with the hanor of you getting the loan. Exactly. Okay, that's all right. Yeah. Evinani, lav avagav the lekachos lemidi. Evinani, the buyer didn't pay a cent. Kokonav she's koine. Hagavrenam, this person also avagav lekachos lemidi. The chosin didn't give a cent. Kokonu la hayitza. The woman is koine. Now comes chiddush number three. We're going to combine Evid Kanani and we're going to combine Odev as follows. What happens? She says 10 mana leplaini. She says to Reuven, give $100 to Shimon. Va'kadosh ani lo, and I'll be mekudosh to Shimon. So Shimon here did nothing. Shimon's going to receive the money. He did nothing. Shimon did all the receiving. She's the one who gave the money, but she's telling Reuven, you give the money on my behalf. So here we have a situation of Erev and Evid Kanani joined together, and goes like this. So what happened? She didn't receive, and he didn't give. The Kala didn't receive, and the Chassan didn't give, and yet he'll be Mekudesh because of the combination between how's the world like this. Mekudesh is Midnishneim. She's Mekudesh Midnishneim. What's your problem? You're going to say that this woman, you want her to sell herself into this marriage. She received nothing. Look at Odev. Odev received nothing, and yet is committed. The fact that you gave money because she asked you to, so therefore she could, that Hanor that you listened to her, she commits herself to that. So she received something, the Hanor that you listened to her. That's number one. Odev, Lavo, Gavdala, Kamati, and Oliyad didn't get anything. Come, Meshabin, Navshe, he commits. Hayitanam, Yavgadla, Kamati, and Oliyad, it didn't cost her anything. Come, Mekanya, Navshe, she's committing herself. Fine. In the case of the Odev, the Malva, at least, is lending money over here. The chassan is doing nothing. The person who's getting it is doing nothing. By the case of the Arev, at least, the lender is costing him money. He's giving money to the borrower. But this chassan here didn't cost him a cent. The chassan didn't give anything. At least over there, the malva gave. Here, the chassan gave nothing. Why is he koina? Oh, Evid Kanani yichir. Evid Kanani didn't give anything, yet he's koina. Someone else gave the money. The lekachas l'meina, you have kokona nafshi. I me dummy hakni beer hosam hach the kamakne kakani over there, the person who's makni is the one who's getting the money over there. By another the borrower is getting the money, hocho hai itzik makala national kokani is getting anything. Arvichir. Arabosh doesn't get anything. Avka the kamatin yadim shab nafshi. So it goes back and forth. So between the two of them we have this unbelievable chiddush.
So when you take on a labus, you have to actually do some kinyan with any other parties. Just the fact that
we're gonna babas in the last page. And there's two kinds of arvus, we'll see. There's a kabbalah and a regular arvus. We had it a little bit before.
Only four mesechtas to go, my son.
We're on the way.
That's
right. Hold that thought. Boy, Rabbas.
I've got three or four questions on the back burner. I can't remember any of them and which mesechta I'm waiting for.
Boy, Rabbas asked the question. Hey, Lechmana, what about if a woman says to a man, here is $100, the woman says to the man, Ba'akadosh anilach, and I'll be engaged to you, mahu. This is the case. The woman says to the man, here is $100, and the man accepted the money, and then the man said to her, you're mekudosh to me. So the woman said, I'm giving you money, and if you accept it, I'll be mekudosh to you. And the man said, fine. He took the money, and he said to her, right before he gave the money, you are engaged to me with this acceptance. Al Khaida, he didn't give her any money, he took from money. And it's Makudish. On what basis? Filling mother, I'm let especially we had the fame of Bayes, that Nosna Heva Amaru is nothing is worth nothing. So Gemara explains. First thing mother thought, I'm about to understand. The Mazutra, Im Kane, if so, have a lane chosim she yesh lemachrai. Here you have a case. What are you saying? The man is claiming the money and is claiming the woman with him. The money is a metalkun. The woman, Rashi learns, is like karka. Tosfos argues, a woman is like metalklin, but you're kind of one metalklin with another metalklin. But here's the thing. Nikdinim, the chosim she'ein lemachrayiz. Vanani, we always learn the other way around. The chosim she'ein lemachrayiz. Nikdinim, the chosim she'yesh lemachrayiz. You buy a karka, you can buy the, you're kind of the other thing, the metalklin you're buying with him. Not fakert, you're kind of metalklin, you're kind of other metalklin with it, or you're kind of metalklin, you're kind of karka with it. Unheard of. How is the woman kind of? He said, you learned wrong shot. Me, Sabah, do you think the Amrele Agav, we're talking about here about Kenyan Agav, which you learn about Lady Kedushin? This is what the Gemara introduces this idea that a person receiving is like giving. We're talking about that this man is a very choshva person. The Hanor she receives right now, that this man accepted her gift, Gomra mekanyula nafsha. She receives something and she commits herself. What's fascinating is Rashi. Rashi learns the posh of something about it is she received the hana that he accepted the gift. And that hana,
this
great man, and this hana is worth money. Rashi says,
this hana that you having out of me accepting you.
Yeah, I said that. That's right. Exactly. But look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bahi hana. So Rashi says, you know what the word is? Not the hana. Rashi says it would have cost you a dollar, a pruta, to get someone to convince this man, take your presents. I just saved you the money by taking directly without having you to intercede. You hear this? So, in other words, we're trying to get it to value. Rashi is saying we need to get value out of it. We need a pruta. How do you get a pruta out of it? How do you quantify that this no is worth a pruta? Because I would have to pay a pruta to organize this.
I'm not such a nice guy, because if normally if you would have come to want to give me this money, I would have accepted it. But if so and so would come and you have to pay him to get me, then I would accept.
And not only that, I'm prepared to marry you now.
You know these big sports stars or movie stars, they have an agent, a managing agent.
And you can't talk to them.
You have to go to the managing agent and bet those that he should tell the person, the superstar, to come and see you or whatever it is, you know.
Exactly.
He's the guy who saved you that money.
100%. But interesting, Rashi, you have to be able to quantify it. Other Shem don't bring that down. Anyone invited? Eat my name, Mashmir, Rabbi Lodai, Rabbi Chayn, Ninyan Mayna, the same din that we have by Isha.
Kapoim!
Yosef Efrati, what's his name? Well, I have a few letters from him.
Every
member
has a
gabbal
also, you know what I mean?
A mashbak. By Isha, by Mamad. Yash, meaning Kedushin, by Kedushin, that you can do Arev and Eve Kanani, Mishu, the Hitza, Nichel, a woman would like to get married on the drop of a pin. Kedush, Lucky, Rishlaki, Tav, Lemaze of Tan. A woman would want to be a pair, Lemaze of Arm, live sitting alone. So therefore, we try to make it as easy as possible. That's why Arev Eve Kanani, all that works. Ava, Mamayna, Emel, you need a proper Kenyan, this isn't. Or, I can just give it up anyway. I don't even need a kinyan. If I want to give it to you without any kinyan, I can give it to you as well. So, Avgilushin, the Tata says, I got to follow procedure, protocol, emaloi, tzicha, if we need both. Amr, this is Rava.
You know, Tam the Mace of Tam, a woman will marry anybody. Business is business.
That's it. That's it. Fact of life. Amr, Rava says, Rava, he's katshi li lechetiai. If a man says to a woman, you're a mekudesh to half of me, mekudeshes. We'll soon see why. Chetziyoch mikudeshesli. If he says to a woman, half of you is engaged to me, I don't want half of you, the top half, not the bottom half, whatever it is, ain't a mikudeshes, not mikudesh. Only by the way, I don't understand. Ma'ishno chetziyoch mikudeshes li the ain't a mikudeshes. Why do you chet if he says to a woman, half of you mikudesh doesn't work? Because isha merachman lechetziyoch says ki ikach ish isha, man takes an entire woman. Nu akinam isha merachman lechetziyoch says ki ikach ish, an entire man. So he explains very. He said, "You don't understand. What did man mean when he said half of me, half of you? You know what half of me means is only half of me is committed to you. Because the other half, I'm marrying another woman. A man's allowed to marry two women, so it's all right. But when he says to a woman, half of you is mekudesh me, what's he saying? And the other half of you is what? Going to get married to somebody else? Besides the Amazons, you don't have that one man. Sorry, one woman was married to two men. So therefore, it doesn't make sense. That's why. You have to understand what he meant. Man can marry two women. So when he says half of me, he meant that the other half is going to be married to somebody else. Because Rav, if you remember, Yavama says you're not allowed to marry any other woman until you get permission. You're not allowed to marry a second wife because you get permission. So therefore, Rav reads into this guy when he says, Chetzia, what does he mean? He means, I'm getting permission from you right now. This is the Tanai of our marriage. I'm allowed to marry other women. Abaye there says that you don't need permission to marry another woman. So therefore, Abaye says, I don't read into him that he says half. He meant, I want to marry. What does he have to tell her for? He needs her consent. Doesn't need her at all. Yeah, we're going to have to. Yeah, in a minute. We'll have it tomorrow. Yeah. So you might ask a question. Okay, let's say half of the woman. Okay, only half of them was mekudesh, but let's say that the hegdish should spread all around. Tanya, didn't we learn? When it comes to hegdish, if a guy says that the leg of this animal should be an oil, the entire animal becomes oil because the kedusha spreads. Even the one who says it doesn't spread, only the leg is oil. And what you do is you sell it and you say the money goes for chul and accept the value of the leg, which will go for another carbon. But that's only if you magnish like a leg because you can cut or amputate the leg of an animal and still live. Avon magdish dovish and the shamat tliya. But if let's say you magdish the heart of the animal, then everyone is made a kuli oila, it's all a laila.
So then here where he says chatzi isha.
So that's exactly my question. So why doesn't it spread? Now Taisa says he's midayik rashi and made the kavod. And all the achrein, this is all the achrein go to town in Kedushin. Tosis says that this Gemara's question is only when you say Hare at mekudeshesli. Because when you're saying Hare at mekudeshesli, it means you're like Kedush. But if you say Hare at meoresesli, mezumenesli, all these other words that we said before is good, Hare at lintoy, it works differently. The Pnei Shu explains what's the difference. The Pnei Shu says, There's two. When a woman gets married, she becomes your wife, and she's usher on the whole world. Which is the cause and which is the effect? Is she usher on the whole world, and therefore she's my wife, or she's my wife, and therefore she's usher on the whole world? And that's the chilek between hegdish and all the other expressions you say. When you say that you are kodesh, what do you say? Usher lo akuli alma kehegdish. That's what we said before. Why is called hegdish? She's usher akuli alma kehegdish. No, usher lo akuli alma kehegdish. She's usher on the whole world kehegdish. So that's how hegdish works. So usher to the whole world. It belongs to
Eibishter. But the kehegdish is the chof adimion. You're saying that's
it. Just like hegdish works. Usher on the whole world. Therefore, she's mine. That's how kodesh, when you use the words harei atma kodeshesli, she's usher on her world, and therefore it's mine. So therefore, just like kehegdish, it spreads all around the animal by kodesh as well. When it comes to all the other forms, like any other kinyan, which is you make it mine, and therefore you're also in the whole world. There, nothing to do with hegdish, so there's no shaila. It's only the word kedushin. Tell you what, right? If you use the word harei at meoresesli, there's no question that she's not mekudesh. Not even a shaila. My question was, why doesn't hegdish spread? Why should it?
The unique quality of the word mekudesh.
Mm-hmm. That's Taisa and Rashi. So they make a big deal out of the word you use, not out of the context. Tell me, right? Me, Domi, how do you compare the Hegdish? Hossam behemah, hachadaz cheres. Over there, there's only behemah, has no opinion on you, own the entire behemah, so therefore the Hegdish can spread. Here, she only agrees to have the body. What do you mean the rest of her is in Mekudesh to you? She doesn't agree. And you need her das. We have that based on the base that a woman has to be willing to participate. Holy damn, I'll tell you an analogy. Of an animal that belongs to two partners. Higdish chetzia. One partner was makdish half. And then the chaz and the lakha, and then he bought the other half. Higdisha was makdish as well. Kedusha, the animal now was totally holy. The Kedusha did not spread on its own because the other partner held it back. But now the entire animal is holy. But the ain't a kreber. You cannot bring it on the carbon because only half was a kedush. And the oisa tumura, and you can also exchange it for another animal. But the other animal, just as bad as this one, you cannot bring it up as a carbon. Why? Because when you makadish half the animal, it was not shaykh to borrow mizbech, so it became nitche, it was rejected, and once an animal is rejected, it's not nitche again. You cannot rectify it. So since when you makadish half the animal, you couldn't bring him mizbech, so it was nitche, and once it is hitche. Okay. So therefore, what we see from here, that if there's another partner, he holds back the kedushin. That's what a woman is like. A woman is like another partner. There's two partners in the marriage, you and a wife. And the wife only agreed to half, so she's holding back the kedushin from spreading around. Says the Gemara, by the way, I digress. Shmamina. From here we learn, we have it all over Shas. Three things. Number one, Balei chayim nitchem, even while the animal is alive. Not like the Mandoma says, only after you shech the animal, we say that it was nitche nitche. But even while the animal is alive, if there's a point in time that you couldn't bring as a carbon, it's gone. Here's dicha mikara. From the moment that before you shechted it, before you shechted it, you makdish it was already ruined, and we say it's fafal, you can't fix it up. And the thing is, when you makdish half the animal, there was no kedusha zaguf. You can't have half an animal holy. The only time it's kedusha zaguf is if it's able to go on the mizbech. Since a half an animal can go on the mizbech, it was only kedusha zdamim in the value. And some say by kedusha zdamim there's no dichuya. Kamashlan here, that it is. Okay, back to the main Gemara. Boy, what happens the following? Half the woman, half of you is for half a prutah and half for half a prutah. The Shai is as follows. How do we understand his words? Is it two transactions? Therefore, nothing happened because you cannot make action half a woman nor half a prutah. Or is it one transaction? He's just explaining why. How did I get to the total sum of a prutah? Because half of you is worth half a prutah and another half of you is worth another half a prutah. Kibun Amal Chetzi Prutah Paschal. He divided into two transactions. He's explaining.
He's counting it up.
Yeah.
Well, husband,
your brain is worth a half a prutah, and the other skill will not have a prutah. Im Tim to let me gonna argue my Hilchu, he's just explaining how it got to the sum of Prutta. What about Chetzich Prutta with Chetzich Prutta? Here he's saying here, because by half a Prutta, it's not a Kenyan. So obviously he's trying to explain how you got the Prutta. But when you say half of you is worth one Prutta and half of a Prutta is a nominal amount you normally use for a Kenyan. So it sounds like more like two transactions. And for two transactions, no good, because he's dividing her into two halves. And we just said a minute ago, you can't have a woman. Keep it on the Prutta, Paschal Milza, he's two separate transactions. I deal with Kol B'yayim in because it's the same day. He's just explaining you were two prutas and explains how. The intim slave called the yemayin v'heluchu because on the same day it's really one transaction. What about chetzich pruta yemayin v'chetzich pruta machir? He says now, I'm giving you half of you the pruta today, and I'm telling you now that the other half of you will be mekudesh me. I'm giving you the other pruta right now, but yeah, you mekudesh me tomorrow. So I'm aluchay to salam. I'm like two transactions. Kivin amru lemachir poske because it's tomorrow. It's like two transactions. I deal mahachir kamla kedushin maschel meidnu megam lenigun ad lemachir. It's still one transaction, but I don't want to happen so quick. You know, I wanted to take the time. You know, it's an exciting thing. Yeah, and it completes tomorrow. Next. And all these questions we're going to say, Teku. Shnei chetzich b'pruta. He says, two halves of you is worth one pruta.
You got a father who's desperate, your daughter to be looked after.
No.
He says,
oh, maybe, yeah.
Right? So there's a kesef of the kingdom.
Yud, yeah.
The other father dies, he's still a ktano, and there's two sons if one son marries, he's only marrying from half the putta that the father got.
Why?
Because if you say the kesef of the Kenyan is the money that the
yeah, but we
got.
Said that Moyes heard, we'll see later, Rabbi Yossi says that Moyes heard a shyness. That means at the moment he gave the money, that's when the kedusha took place. There was only one father. It's not that it happens now. I shall lay your orders. He says, Moyes heard a shyness, the kedusha didn't.
So there's one father.
No, it's a
and she's the
failure
potentially
to
the father.
Yeah, and then the Taylor says, he has a right to get to that right, he passes on to the son.
And when he dies, he passes.
But it happened, only one son can marry her.
So then, exactly.
But it happened, yeah. Next case. Here he said, Shnei Chetzir v'Pruta. He's giving only one Pruta, and he's saying two halves of you is one Pruta. Now, you can argue, it's Mamish one transaction. Mao. Hochavade bechadzin, he said one Pruta. The fact is that you broke it down into two halves, it doesn't work really. Teiku. Boy, you Rav has a question. What happens? Two men met at some function, and the guy said, look, you know, I have two daughters. The guy said, wow, crazy, great. I have two sons. Let's make a shidduch. So he gave one pruta. Now, the father gave a pruta, and the father of the girl received the pruta. So do we look at the girls or do we look at the father? Do we look at the noisen and the mekabel? They received the pruta. But if you look at the girls, each one is only half a pruta. How do we view this? And we don't care, Tesis explains, not like Rashi, we don't care about the Noisim, we only care about the Makabal. We don't care, and it's a famous Mishnah Melech, beautiful Mishnah Melech. What happens if the guy who gives is not worth a Pruta, but when she receives it's worth a Pruta? He gives an example.
Or inflated in value.
She's a very sick woman. And she's allowed to eat treif. Or something which is Asabahana. She's allowed to eat it. We had him Tzachin. He is not sick. He gave her something, chametz on Pesach. What did he give her? Nothing. But she got a pruta because she can eat it. She's dying. And she can eat it. So he gave nothing, but she received. He has a whole shayla, is she mekudesh or not? What's the kakpod of a pruta? So he gave nothing. To him, it's worthless. To him, it's worthless. So the question is, do you look at him and look at
it? Cost you a pruta?
Exactly.
Or does
she has to receive a pruta.
It could be he gave something that was worth less than a pruta, and by the time the shliach took it,
or that, same idea. All the same idea. Same idea. So based on this whole gemara over here, how do we understand the gemara? Because Rashi learns the gemara, we look at Nisan and Makabel, both. Tosfos learns Nisan, we ignore. We don't care about the Nisan, because if you look at the Nisan, the fact that he has two sons and he's only a shliach for the sons. Doesn't sound like the daughters. The father owns the daughters, so therefore you can argue maybe the father is here to put this grown up. The father doesn't own the sons. He's just a shliach, so there's no shaila. He has to give a pruta for each one. If the din would be that the guy has to give a pruta, then he has to give two prutas. Otherwise, don't talk about. So Tosfos clearly learns that we don't care about the donor. We care about as a receiver, look up. So then we resolve. But the Rashi seems to be learning that we look at both Noisan and Makabel. That's the Shaila. Because he owns the girl, and as long as he got a Pruta for marriage, he got a Pruta for marriage. It's a Kenyan. Tell you what. Aside, but a Pruta mouth. Boss and Noisan Makabel's in Vika. He got a Pruta. I deal my boss. Who has Lina Valeka? Take it. Boy,
that was a good question.
Here's a better question. Bitko Poroscha. I'm going to get your daughter and your cow. But Prutter, I'm only giving one Prutter for it. Mao, how do we understand what he's saying? Me, I'm going to do, we say, Bitcha bechetze Prutter, Paroscha bechetze Prutter. I'm giving you one Prutter for both. I mean, each one has a Prutter, therefore, neither of them you're kind. I deal my Bitcha be Prutter, your daughter is a Prutter, or Paroscha be Meshicha, which is the common tycoon. Boy, Ravashi, what about Bitcha be Karkocha? I'm getting a daughter and a property, a piece, a parcel of land, be Prutter. Mao, Bitcha, the same question. Bitcha bechetze Prutter, be Karkocha bechetze Prutter. I deal my Bitcha be Prutter, be Karkocha bechazaka. Take is a good question. Now, Tayson asked, "What's why we're asking the same question twice?" Tayson explained, "No, part of generally you don't buy with kesef; it's always mashicha." So the first question was, "But maybe because he said bepruta, he sounds like he wants to buy with kesef." But the second question is, "Kaka, that's how you do it. You always buy. That's the most common way of buying." So the chayda is no shaila. Clearly, when he said bepruta, he meant that part of the pruta should go for the kaka. Or do we can we still argue? Teiku means it's something mekudeshes she needs to get. Who gave is a person? This is the basis for the whole idea that we give a ring. We have a very simple ring. Who gave is a person? The agdish b'shirayi that he gave his wife silk for kiddushin, and without quantifying the value. Rabba ma'aloy tzicha shuma. You don't have to assess the value. You know it's worth more than a pruta. Who cares how much it's worth? Rabbi Yisiv amat tzicha shuma. You need to know exactly how much it's worth. Now, two ways of understanding this machlekes. Way number one: ida amalu becholu. If he said to her, becholdu, whatever it's worth, everyone agrees, you don't need to assess it, because he says, whatever it's worth, who cares? As long as it's worth more, put them, we know it is, it's good enough, so she doesn't care either. She accepted. When is the machlekes, if he told it's worth $50, turned out to be it wasn't, there's no question, he fooled her. It's not worth it. And we'll have the gemara later, even if it's worth more, maybe it's a shayla. Keep pligi, he said to her, it's worth $50, and it was worth $50. But at the time when he gave it to her, he said, I'm going to let you know, she wasn't sure. So was she trusting enough that she trusted him that if he says it's worth 50, that's Taka with 50, and she gave it? Oh, she thought it was 1 second. I'm going to go in with my eyes open. I'm going to check it out. Give it to somebody to check it out. And if it works out, I'm happy. If not, I'm not happy. No, and if that's the case, she's not married. Exactly. So which one is it? It's worth 50. So what's the problem? People don't understand a piece of silk, what its value is, or like jewelry. She does not rely. That's why we don't give diamond rings for Kiddushin. We give a plain gold ring with nothing on it. So therefore, it's like koldu. That's one version. Ikedami, other version is no, that even koldu we're not happy. Ikedami, becholdu nami. It's not only a psychological question, it's a technical question. And that is as follows. Becholdu nami, pligi rabbi yisiv amar beisev, shavik kesev, rekesev, that shavik kesev is like kesev, that even something equal to the value of money is like money. So what's the problem? Sorry, shavik ela kesef. And because shavik ela kesef, it has the same dinim like kesef. When it comes to money, everyone sees the money, right? We know what its value is. $50, $100, says on the note. So if you're giving shavik kesef, we need to know the value. Otherwise, it does not have a dinim like kesef. Ma kesef, the kayetz, money is the kayetz. Av shavik kesef, nami the kayetz. Also. In other words, what's the kayetz shavik kesef? Is the vart shavik kesef? So since you can turn the shavik kesef into money, it's like money. Is that the vart? And Rabbi Yisrael learned that way, and therefore it has to be like money, which means it has to be quantifiable. You have to be, it has to be self-evident what the value is. All the pshat is shavik kesef. Not that it's like money. What's money? Money gives you opportunity to buy things. It has value. This also has value. It's good enough. So we don't need to know what the value is. It's nothing to do with kesef. It just has value. Okay, and that's it. Okay, we could stop here.